Hello, everybody, and happy Friday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radioland. Adam McDonald, joined alongside by John DeStefano, broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Jupiter, Florida. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site tonight's Florida State League game between the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, and the visiting St. Lucie Mets. Tonight we have game four of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And for the Mets, they are trying to win the series tonight, as they have gone 3-0 in the first three games against the Cardinals here at the Dean. And the Mets have won five straight overall against Palm Beach now this season. Mets winning 8-7 last night, probably the most thrilling win of the season to date, as the Mets were down by a run in the eighth inning with two outs and two on, and Junior Tillian came to the rescue in a big way, clubbed a three-run homer over the wall in left field to put the Mets up by two. Palm Beach had a chance to tie in the eighth and ninth, stranded runners in scoring position in both innings, and the Mets got away with one yesterday by the score of 8-7. They had won the previous two games 5-2 and 10-1. Mets now 22-37 on the season. Palm Beach still in first place in the East Division, but only by one game, as they've lost three in a row. And while that has happened, Jupiter has won two out of three in Daytona. So it's a one-game division lead for the Cardinals over Jupiter with just six games to play. Mets are certainly impacting the playoff race. Palm Beach 34-26, Jupiter 33-27, Daytona 25-35, and the Mets 22-37, only 2.5 games now behind Daytona for third in the East. Over in the West Division, Clearwater clinched last Saturday. The Threshers are 2-1 this week against Tampa. Threshers are 42-17. Fort Myers 32-28, Bradenton 31-29, Dunedin 30-30, Tampa 27-33, Lakeland 23-37, only one more win than the Mets, the same amount of losses. Other games around the Florida State League today. Tampa is at Clearwater at 6:30. 2-1 Clearwater leads that series. Fort Myers in Bradenton at 6:30. 2-1 Fort Myers in that series. Lakeland at Dunedin at 6:30. Dunedin leads that series 2-1. And the final game tonight, Jupiter at Daytona at 6:35. Jupiter down in that, or up in that series, 2-1. And the Mets up 3-0. This week, so the only team with the chance to sweep a week-long series in the Florida State League. And first pitch is coming up at 6:10. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gilbert currently meeting with Willie Martin, the hitting coach for Palm Beach. Plate meeting just wrapping up. Home plate umpire tonight is Davian Fry. Hey, we have the challenge system back. Davian will be calling his own balls and strikes. Alex Lowry is the base umpire. Pitching matchup features Jordani Ventura for the Mets, making his 10th start of the season to lead all St. Lucie players. He'll be appearing in his 12th game. He is 3-1 with the 5.21 ERA, and he is opposed by Max Radjic, a 21-year-old right-hander from Orange County, California. He was drafted by St. Louis in the 6th round last year out of UCLA. If there was a Cy Young Award in the Florida State League, he would be the clear front-runner. He has started 10 games, has a 5-2 record, and has posted a 1.74 ERA. He struck out 57 in 52 innings. And John, with Palm Beach's division lead slipping away, they need their ace to pitch like one tonight.
Yep, and they've gone to their big horse, Mac Radjic. Just absolutely terrific all season. He's down to, like you said, down to a 1.74 ERA. He's given up just one earned run across the last three starts. And they're throwing him tonight. They know how badly they need this win. Their division lead has dwindled to just one game above Jupiter. So right now they need a win. They need to come back. They need to fight back in this series. They trail 3-0. And they have the man they want on the mound tonight, facing a team he's beaten before. He only gave up two earned runs the last time out against St. Lucie back on May 16th.
Well, Radjic, not only they need him to pitch well, they need to pitch him for a while, because only one inning has been tossed in the last two games by a Palm Beach starter. That was one inning by Bryson Motz on Wednesday before the rain washed out the rest of his start. And then Cade Winquist yesterday left with apparent injury before recording an out in the first inning. So it's a tax bullpen by Palm Beach. They did add a couple of players from the FCL to help out, but really the most help they need is from Max Radjic, who will be up against a St. Lucie offense that has pounded out 23 runs in the first three games. Radjic and the Cardinals have taken the field, which means it's time for the anthem. For that, we send it to public address announcer John Frost.
This evening, our national anthem is being performed by Chase Bauer.
It's go time for the Mets and Cardinals. Let's meet the starting lineup for the Mets and then the defense for the Cardinals. For the Mets, leading off and playing right field will be Wilfredo Vara. Jet Williams bats second and plays short. Junior Tillian, last night's hero, bats third and plays second. Jacob Reimer, after an off day yesterday, back in the lineup, red hot, hits cleanup, plays third base. Vincent Perozzo had a stomach bug yesterday, cleared to go tonight. He's back in the lineup, hitting fifth and catching. Karell Paz drove in three yesterday. He hits sixth. He's in left. Kevin Avivasensio bats seventh. He's the DH. Yarwo Martinez has had a tough series. He bats eighth and is at first after an off day yesterday. And Rylan Thomas who had four hits and three doubles yesterday. Bats ninth. He is in center field. The defense for Palm Beach, Leonardo Bernal will catch Max Ragic. R.J. Yeager plays first, Brandon Hernandez second, Alessandro Espinoza short, and Michael Chiarelli third. In the outfield, Joshua Baez in left, Adinson Cruz in center, and Juan Bincho in right. Mets sticking with the tried and true road gray jerseys. They're 3-0 in those jerseys this week. St. Lucie in blue across the front. Trimmed in orange, blue numbers outlined in orange on the back. Everybody with the solid blue road cap, the orange STL logo. Palm Beach in the home whites, just like their parent club. Palm Beach in red across the front. The two Cardinal birds sitting on the yellow bat. The solid red cap with the PB on the front. And here we go. Alfredo Lara goes through his routine of tapping the umpire, Damian Fry's shin guard, says hello to Leonardo Bernal, the catcher, stands in the box. Fry signals for the first pitch. It's on the way from Max Ragic. It's fouled off straight back, and we are underway. First pitch is at 6:31. It is partly cloudy and 90 degrees at the Dean at the moment. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Ragic throws a fastball for a strike at 93, knee high, and it's 0-2 on Wilfredo Lara. In the span of late Wednesday into yesterday, reached base five consecutive times. He checks his swing on a slider in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Mets have scored in the first inning in all three games in this series. Won a lot of games doing that. Ragic. The 1-2 pitch, a slider, another check swing, another safe signal down by Alex Lowry, the base umpire. Two-two pitch, a chopper to third. Chiarelli charges, gloves, throws on the run, and gets it to Yeager to retire Lara. A 5-3 putout for the Cardinals to start the game.
Houston, Texas. He's playing a hard charge there by Chiarelli. Definitely a play you're used to seeing him make. Terrific glove over there at third.
He's been very good defensively all week. Now Jet Williams stands in. Jet, what a series he's having. He's come to the plate 16 times in three games. He's made it on safely 11 times. Dribbles this one foul, and he's done it a variety of ways. The painful way, twice hit by a pitch. The easy way, with five walks. And the fun way, with four hits, including his third home run of the season that came on Tuesday. Here he's behind 0-2, then drives the ball to Cho in right field. Cho gets twisted around, and it's over his head and off the wall. Jet's going to think about three. He's not stopping going to third. Here comes the relay throw. Not in time. A one-out triple for Jet Williams.
You could see Jet thinking triple all the way. Cho had trouble with that one. It looked like he might have lost it in the sun for a moment as he got twisted around in right field. But Jet hustling out of the box. You saw that big turn at second. There was no way he was stopping there. All the way to third.
Beat the relay throw by Espinoza. So the infield will come in for the Cardinals as Junior Tillian's got a chance to give the Mets another first inning run. And he takes a pitch high at 94. I think on that last play by Williams, he saw how badly Cho was struggling as he was running to first base. And he kicked it into high gear once he saw the right fielder was discombobulated. Tillian swings at the high fastball. 1-1. Now, Tillian yesterday, twice with the bases loaded and no outs early in the game, failed to bring in a run. He more than made up for it in the eighth with the game-winning homer. And he will take a fastball right down Broadway. Or strike two. I do not see a better pitch than that in this at-bat. One out, runner on third, no score, top of the first. Ragic's pitch is fought off foul. It's the high fastball at 95. And Max Ragic, the top pitcher in the Florida State League for the first half, 1.74 ERA. This is his 11th start sixth-round pick by the Cardinals out of UCLA, a very good baseball school with a lot of good competition. Breaking ball, missed inside, no challenge with the curve. Antillians got it to a 2-2 count. Magic from the stretch, the pitch home, in the dirt. Slider down and away, and it's a full count.
Talk about the home run Killian hit yesterday. He actually went the entire month of May without hitting a bomb, but has four dingers already in the month of June. He's OPSing over 1,000 this month.
3-2 pitch coming from Ragic, and it will be a swing and a miss on a slider. Killian waves right over the top. Can't bring Jet in, and that will leave it to Reimer. Now you got strength for strength. You got the best pitcher in the league at the moment versus maybe the best hitter in the league at the moment, and Reimer, who's batting 400 in the last 16 games. And he will take a fastball for a strike. Hopefully Reimer refreshed and not rusted after getting an off day yesterday. Curveball low. Good take. Ball into strike.
Reimer actually having a very similar June to Junior Killian, also OPSing over 1,000 and hitting 370 this month.
1-1 pitch is fought off foul. This one has to get out of play for the Mets, and it will. Scrapes the net out of the range of Jaeger, the first baseman. All that foul territory gave it a chance to stay within range. Did not.
We'll see what Reimer, a premier batter on this Mets squad, can do against Palm Beach's premier pitcher.
Ragic works ahead 1-2. Fastball is high. Two balls, two strikes. So, and the deep count by Lara. Grounded out on a 3-2 or a 2-2. Williams tripled. Tillian got to a full count, struck out. Now it's 2-2 on Reimer. So another deep count for these Mets hitters. Breaking ball in the dirt. Scoots away, but not far enough. Bernal will chase it down. No wild pitch. In the dirt for ball three and back-to-back full counts. Was certainly a factor yesterday. The Mets worked so many deep counts. Took eight walks, tired out some already tired pitchers. 3-2 coming to Reimer, and he will foul it straight back. Got a fastball at 94. To tad late. No score. Reimer trying to change that. He's got a hit in 15 of his last 18 games. Three, two on the way, and it's a ground ball deep to third. That's a foul ball. Oh, my. Really? Foul ball just past third. No argument coming from the Mets. Gilbert Gomez had his hands on his head just like I did. That ball looked awfully close to being fair over the bag. Woo. Well, Jet was scoring. Reimer was already down to first base where he realized it was a foul ball. Nearly tucked it over the third base bag. Instead, we'll have another 3-2 pitch. And it's driven right field, long run for Cho, still going, has room, and makes the catch while bumping up against the wall. Reimer needed to hit 325 to hit it out. He hit it about 322. Mets squander Williams, one out triple. No score. Giordani Ventura on the mound for the Mets when we come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Mets made Max Ragic work hard, 23 pitches, but he threw a lot of strikes and tired Reimer a long flyout to keep Williams from scoring. Now, Jordani Ventura gets the start. The Mets could use a long outing from him as well as he faces Juan Bincho, who had himself an adventure in the outfield. He will ground out in the first pitch to Tillian. Not a great throw by Junior, but it's dug out by Martinez. One pitch, one out for Ventura. Well, if you recall, last night on the broadcast, I mentioned that Douglas Orellana did not come out to pitch the sixth inning, and that was a very surprising turn of events because he was supposed to go 90 and 100 pitches, and he was on a roll. Wonder why he didn't come back out and why Bailey Reed was forced into action quickly. Well, Orellana had an FSL cramp. It was hot and muggy out there. He cramped up while running out of the dugout to take the mound for the bottom of the sixth, and the Mets were not going to risk him pitching with the cramp. Fly ball center field caught by Rylan Thomas. Chris Rotundo's out. So the good news is Orellana's just fine. Cramped up. Fortunately for him, he couldn't continue to pitch what was turning into a very good start. And also, the Mets maybe had to go a little longer in the bullpen than they hoped for. So that means Ventura, who does not go very deep into games, throws a lot of pitches, will be asked to give the Mets some length tonight. He's got two quick outs, and then he will hit R.J. Yeager high on the back. Fastball at 90, and Yeager will take his base. If you can hit the guy, do it in the first pitch and don't wait around until it's a 3-2 count, I guess.
Well, one nice thing about Ventura, he has been going deeper into games as of late. In fact, five of the last seven starts he's made have been four innings or longer.
Yeah, I'm sure the Mets would like to get him through six today. And five innings is his longest of the year. He did that consistently in May. It's been a mixed bag here in June. Pitches down and in. Should be some announcements coming from the Mets either tonight or tomorrow about rehab appearances over the weekend, so the Mets pitching staff will get some help eating some innings. But tonight, it's Ventura and just some regular relievers. This pitch is high to Bernal. Expect to see Miguel Alfonseca, Eric Fago tonight. Miguel was warming up yesterday in the game. Did not appear. Fago has not appeared yet either. Pitch coming to Bernal. Miss low for ball three. Bernal yesterday went 0 for 3 with two walks and two strikeouts. Waits on Ventura's 3-0 pitch, and that is going to get in the strike zone, a fastball 89. Looks over to first, throws a pitch home, and it's pulled into right center field. Long run. It's going to get over Lara, and here comes the relay throw. Jaeger's being waved in, and he will score standing up. 1-0 Cardinals. Surprising turn here in the first inning. As Ventura gets two outs, I believe, on the first three pitches. Hits a batter, gives up an RBI double. And it's 1-0 Redbirds. Gappert to right center field. Jaeger running on contact. Scores with ease. No play at the plate. Well, hit a batter and falling behind a batter. Things you do not want to do as a pitcher. Ventura paying the price. Now he goes with the slider for strike one. Of course, at the end of last night's game, these two teams started to create offense after the first two batters were retired, which is a tough thing to do. Breaking ball inside. And the Mets in the top of the eighth inning. First two up. Retired. And a single walk and a three-run homer. Palm Beach, first two retired in the bottom of the eighth. A couple of walks, a hit. Before you know it, they had a run and two in scoring position before Luke Bartnicki finally got out of it. Curveball, no good. It's over the head of Baez. And it's 2-1. And this is a typical Ventura inning, where he's throwing the kitchen sink at the Cardinals, trying to figure out what works best. Fastball, slider, curveball. Haven't seen a changeup yet. 2-1 pitch. He will throw the changeup, and it's popped up in foul ground. Reimer will make the catch. Actually, it went back in fair territory. Baez is out. Inning is over, but not before Leo Bernal clubs an RBI double. Cardinals have a 1-0 lead after the first inning.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets batting in the second. Vincent Peroza will come up. The first time in the series, the Mets don't score first. Had a chance. Their Jets triple with one out in the first. Baseball's a funny game. Williams with the one out triple, doesn't score. Palm Beach two up, two down, does score. As Peroza, after the stomach bug, will foul one off. Scratched yesterday before the game, but in there now. Last saw him on Wednesday, hitting a three-run triple in the first inning, singled in the next inning. A two-hit game. He's late on this fastball, and Radzic is ahead, nothing and two. Peroza will use his timeout. This is the ball high. Those who are curious, the Mets, when the opponent scores first, are just 6-26. But they're 4-8 on the road. Actually, surprising they are that good on the road when the other team strikes first. Peroza nubs one off the side of the mound out to Espinoza, who makes a nice play. The shortstop retires Peroza with the sidearm throw. Carell Paz up next. Paz yesterday only one hit, but he drove in three runs in three different ways. A single, a sac fly, and a ground out. Waits on Radjic's first pitch, a big over-the-top curveball, but it stays high. Ball one. Fastball driven out of play left side. Or is it? Long run by Baez. He's going to get there. In the Mets bullpen. That ball hung up. The wind actually blowing stiffly out to right. Might have forced that ball back into play for Baez.
Definitely got a lot of help with the breeze, but long run, dead sprint, good job to cover a lot of ground all the way into foul territory right near the bullpen.
So Radjic gets the first two in short order. Now he comes inside to DeVincenzo on a rare off game yesterday. 0 for 5 with a couple of strikeouts, chased on pitches that he really never does. Hopefully tightening things up today. He will fist one into shallow center, tracked down by Hernandez. DeVincenzo pops out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Radjic. He's retired six of the seven Mets he has faced. Halfway through the second, Cardinals still lead 1-0.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Last half inning of play-by-play for yours truly. John DeStefano is going to take over for innings 3-7. Give me a rest. It's been a long day both at the office and on the golf course for me. It's also been a long week here with all the rain delays, the travel to and from the stadium. So appreciate the rest, John. I'll stick around for a while.
You know me, Adam. I'm always happy to step in and throw a couple innings.
We begin the bottom of the second with Kiriale at the plate. He takes a curveball from Ventura for ball one. And then a curveball for ball two. Ventura only threw 13 pitches last inning. Hit a batter, gave up a double. He's fallen behind 3-0. He's throwing more balls than strikes now. Fastball missed low. Four-pitch walk. This is the Jordani Ventura experience. Just not going to throw strikes consistently. Which, of course, speeds up his pitch count and limits him to the amount of innings he tosses. He has pitched relatively well since the start of May. Had a 2.57 ERA in five May games. Here in June, he's given up six earned runs in seven and a third innings. And time is called, and pitch clock violation on Ventura. That's the other thing about Jordani. He's not exactly the quickest worker. He gets dinged for an automatic ball one as he violates the clock. And he throws the ball high, an actual pitch, and it's 2-0. When your pitcher not throwing a lot of strikes, you probably don't want to be giving up the easy automatic ball. Find a way to work quicker. Slider, too high, and it's 3-0, so not a strike throw in this inning. Uses up most of the pitch clock, fires ball 4 low. So, 8 pitches in the inning, all balls. 7 thrown, 1 automatic. And that'll bring up Espinoza.
Rough start to the inning here for Ventura. Can't find the plate. I assure you, it is still 60'6" away from him. Having trouble locating right now, and that's going to induce the conference with Rosso out there to try and settle him down a bit. They're allowing the first two runners to reach base.
Just his delivery, it's a slow delivery, and then he speeds it up at the end. So just that whole operation just leads to, mechanically, not a very repeatable delivery, at least to me, from the naked eye up here. And you slow things down and you speed it up real quick. I think unless you're pinpoint, this type of activity can happen. And also, how about the first two batters make 2 outs in the first 3 pitches in the first inning, and the Cardinals like, no, we got to wait this guy out. And now a bunt by Espinoza, and he takes it for a ball. Slider won't get over. Espinoza trying to sacrifice himself, but he's going to make sure he sees a strike to do it. Squares to bunt. Ventura steps off. Looks back the runner at second. Curiali walks back there. That's close to a balk. And now, Ventura's being told to get a new baseball as he licked his fingers and grabbed the ball he had. Alex Lawry said, don't do that. So new baseball. Espinoza squaring to bunt, making no bones about it. Takes a slider outside. Oh, he went on appeal. Wow. Espinoza did not retract fast enough. So give me a strike.
Yeah, it's a good call in the field there by Alex Lawry. He absolutely did not put the bunt away before the ball crossed the plate.
Certainly off the plate by a good margin. Pitches home. That is ball 2. Also, I was a little surprised he was showing bunt just because Ventura had not thrown a strike in the inning. Why would you sacrifice yourself if you could maybe get on base? Maybe he won't be bunting now. He's not showing the 2-1 count. No, he swings away and nubs it foul. So some curious plays here by Espinoza. Showing bunt against a pitcher who can't throw a strike. Taking bunt off eventually and now swinging away. Certainly with a 2-2 count, you'd expect no more bunting. Fastball fouled straight back. One nothing Cardinals. Nobody out in the bottom of the second. Two runners aboard after consecutive walks. Two balls and two strikes to Espinoza, who's only hitting 178 on the year. This pitch isn't there. That's a great stop by Perozzo. Didn't slide for it either. He just stuck his mitt in the other batter's box, and it went right off of it. Stayed in front of him. Espinoza yesterday had a couple of walks and runs. He had a double and an RBI. He drove in the only 2 runs for Palm Beach on Tuesday, so even though he's a light hitter, he's had a good series at the plate. Waits on a 3-2 pitch. And Ventura misses badly with the fastball. He has walked. The base is loaded.
say the least. Not the way he expected to start this inning. Now finds himself in a real jam with no one out. That's going to invite pitching coach Dan McKinney to come on out and have a conference call.
The last four games for Ventura, three walks, four walks, three walks, and three walks. He's walked three in a row here. He's already hit a batter. This, again, unfortunately, I hate to keep saying it, but is a typical Jordani Ventura experience. He limited the walk somewhat in May. Here's how it went in May, his five games. 1-1-1-3-4. And, of course, the best appearances by far were those 1-1-3. Starts walking guys, that's when the trouble really begins. And that is, John, a key part of this whole Mets turnaround. We talked about it before the game in the booth here. The Mets, since they were at their lowest point, 8-29, they're 14-8. And a large part of this is due to the pitching and the pitching throwing strikes.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to pitch when you're able to locate over the plate. And right now, Jordani Ventura has not seen the plate in quite a while. He's going to have to get on that right now against Brandon Hernandez.
And he does not, as he misses low with the fastball on Hernandez. I mean, these are not pitches that are even worthy of a challenge by Perozzo, the catcher. 1-0. That one swung on and fouled away. That's surprising. If I was the Cardinals, I'd sit back until an actual strike was called. But Hernandez takes a shot.
No question, a surprising approach right now by Hernandez.
1-1 pitch, a strike at the knees. Probably the best of the night, a fastball. Ventura's been heavy on the four-seam fastball tonight. Doesn't look like the slider or curveball is currently working out for him. As this pitch is fouled away, another fastball at 91. There's a guy last year before the pec injury coming off of Tommy John who was able to hit 97. He really lives at 90, 91 these days. A 1-2 pitch. Slider struck him out. A half swing from Hernandez could not hold up. He goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. Pitch was clearly inside, but he could not hold him off. So that's one down as Cho comes up. Base is still loaded. Cardinals up 1-0. Choke grounded out in the first pitch he saw in the first inning. Ventura's fastball is too high. Ground ball up the middle. Jet Williams will step on second with the ball. Throw to first. Double play. Wow, Ventura walks three to load the bases, gets a strikeout and a double play. The Cardinals do not score. Well defended by Jet Williams right at the second base bag. And the Mets only down one going to the third inning.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big.
And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
As promised, we're in the third inning. John DeStefano will take over the play-by-play for the next few. John, have at it.
Thanks, Adam. Pick things up with Yoel Martinez at the plate. Facing an 0-1 count. Make that 1-1. Rogers misses outside with a changeup. Cardinals leading 1-0 in this one. After R.J. Yeager was hit by a pitch back in the first inning and was driven home by Leonardo Bernal's double off the wall. Now 1-2 against Martinez. He grounds that one foul. Just fouls was fielded beyond the bag by Yeager. Count stays at 1-2. Martinez having a tough series. He's 0-for-8 so far. Played back on Tuesday and Wednesday. It just misses high there. Count 2-2. Pitch. Changeup came in low just above the shoe tops. And Martinez has worked the count full. Project working quickly. Payoff. Same location, ball 4. Rogers went back to the changeup again, but missed downstairs. That'll send Rylan Thomas to the plate, the man on first.
Max Ragic has only walked, get this, 6 batters all season in 53 innings now. That was the 7th.
Someone get Yoel Martinez a prize. That certainly a rarity.
And did the walks infect from one dugout to the other? Ragic would do well to do what Ventura did, which is somehow get out of the 3-out, 3-walk situation.
Now Thomas chops one towards second. Fielded there. The tag applied. The throw to first also good. A double play turned at second. Terrific job by Brandon Hernandez.
Well, the Mets don't think that this is a double play. Hernandez bumped Martinez running into second base, but I don't think he got him with the glove. I think it was almost like a shoulder shimmy, a brushing. And Alex Lawry called it out right away. So there's the double play, 4-3. Martinez, he was pleading his case that he did not get touched by the glove. And he's not going to win it.
At the top of the order, the right field number 1, Wilfredo Rock.
So the twin killing stands. Wilfredo Lard now to the plate for his 2nd at bat. Rounded out the 3rd, back in the 1st. Now takes a pitch over for a called strike.
That's where we need high home cameraman Josh to give us the replay. Get that good view of that play. We don't have the Valley Live on the road, sadly.
Certainly miss being back at Clover Park when we don't have that replay. Now the 0-2 is fouled away by Lara.
Ragic, first time through the order against the Mets. 1 walk and 1 triple. No run, so he's done his part.
Another 0-2. This one swung on and fouled away again. Ragic has shown fastball to Lara, went back to the changeup there. Now delivers, and that one is slapped back up the middle by Lara for a base hit.
I don't know how it did not hit Ragic on the way by.
Definitely whizzed by his backside on its way to the outfield. Now Jet Williams at the plate. As the only base hit or an extra base hit for his team. Hit a triple back in the 1st, but was unable to score.
It's Jet's 3rd triple of the season.
Now Catcher comes set, now delivers. Over for a called strike, 92 mile an hour here, right down the middle.
With that triple last time up, Jets reached base 12 out of 17 times in this series.
It has been nothing short of fantastic at getting on base this season. Laura takes off for second. The throw not in time. Pitch was a ball. 2-1 against Williams, now with a man on second.
That was a pretty good pitch for Bernal to throw on. It was high fastball. He didn't get a lot on it. One hopped it in there. It was an easy steal for Lara. His fifth.
Now the 2-1. Hit way up in the air. And no one calls for it. The ball will drop. Three players came together. Rajic, Curiali, and the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. No one called for it. No one took charge. And the ball falls harmlessly to the turf. And Mets now have runners at the corners with two outs.
You're absolutely right, John. Nobody called it. We are very close to the field here in the booth, and you could not hear anything between those three players. Usually you can hear guys call it in the outfield here at Roger Dean. But silence among the three teammates, and now the Mets have a chance to sneak in a run.
Junior Killian at the plate. Struck out in the first inning. He's 0-1 on the day.
Goes down as an infield hit for Williams. He's on base again.
And now it takes off her second ball. Hit in the air towards right by Tellian. Coming on is Cho. And he's able to make the catch. So Mets threaten but do not score in the top of the third. The score remains 1-0 Palm Beach.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Regan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Chris Rotondo will lead things off for Palm Beach. We begin the bottom of the third inning here at the Dean. Cardinals still leading 1-0 after the Mets could not score for the third inning in a row. Ventura comes to the plate. That swung on and fouled away down the left field line. Count 1-1 against Rotondo. Ventura winds and delivers. Is outside for ball two. Well, correction, a late strike call. And to say Rotondo went around on that one. So count moves to 1-2. Ventura's delivery is outside, well blocked by Perozzo. count even at 2-2. Rotondo, a 242 batter on the year, 21 RBI. Ventura's 2-2. He's spiked in the dirt in front of the plate. Rotondo has worked the count full. Ventura using all of his pitch clock. Starts the delivery with 2 seconds. This one chopped on the ground towards Williams. Glove there, on to first in time. Williams so smooth to the ball from his shortstop position. Had some, developed some yips through late April, early May, but has largely settled down and now looks very much the fielder he was drafted to be. 14th overall, second in the first round last year by the Mets. RJ Jaeger at the plate, bringing all of his considerable stats with him. Batting 301 on the year, 6 home runs, 38 driven in. Part of this very potent Palm Beach lineup. The 2-0 from Ventura, and Jaeger went around on a pitch in the dirt. See the frustration there. He knows he swung at ball 3. Ventura comes set, winds and delivers. Curveball drops in for a strike. Nice looking pitch when he has it working. Now the 2-2. And inside it hits Jaeger. And for the second time today, he will take a free pass to first. Not the way you'd like to get on base, but Jaeger's certainly not giving these at-bats back. As it stands, on twice via the hit-by-pitch. That'll bring Leonardo Bernal to the plate. Fresh off a double back in the first inning. That scored a run. That was RJ Jaeger. Now in a similar situation with Jaeger on first. Watch the first pitch for Ventura into the dirt for ball 1. So Ventura went back to the curveball there to open the at-bat. But really has not found a pitch he can locate with consistency so far. The best one he's thrown has been his fastball. Now over to first to check Jaeger. Not in time. That's Ventura's first ditch engagement. Bernal batting 250 on the year. The 1-0. Breaking ball inside. 2-0 the count. Light crowd on hand for a Friday night here at the Dean. Very warm and humid all day. Cloud cover currently. As this pitch misses downstairs for Ventura. Got 3 straight balls. And once again, these at-bats very much in line with that, the Giordani experience that Adam spoke of earlier. The 3-0 is spiked in the dirt as well. And 2 men now allowed to reach first without swinging the bat. So Ventura trying to slog through another inning. He'll face Joshua Baez. Baez batting 220 this season with three home runs. Curveball catches the inside corner for Ventura, 78 miles an hour. A pretty pitch when he can locate it effectively. Went back to the curveball there. Baez got a piece of it and fouled it away down the right side. And for the first time in a while, Ventura quickly ahead 0-2. He sets, delivers, swing and a miss, strike three. Ventura's second strikeout of the game. Baez sits down. Up comes Michael Curiale. This one hit on the ground, but foul. Curiale, a wizard with the glove in the field. Very effective at the plate. A good contact hitter, 289 on the season. He takes a called strike. Ventura ahead 0-2 once again. Looks back at Jaeger at second. Now comes to the plate. Big swing and a miss from Curiale. And the Cardinals strand two. Ventura with a hit-by-pitch and a walk, but pitches around both to get out of the inning. Cardinals still lead 1-0.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on this Friday evening from Roger Dean Stadium. Palm Beach leading the Mets 1-0. We join the action in the top of the fourth. Jacob Reimer at the plate. Matt Radjic still on the mound for Palm Beach. He's been terrific so far. Just three hits surrendered and no runs. Have that great matchup upon us with Jacob Reimer at the plate, and he smacks one down the right field line that will go foul. We love to see these two go at it. Magic, no doubt the best pitcher on his staff. Reimer has been going so well lately at the dish for the Mets. He watches a curveball outside for ball one. 1-2 the count against Reimer. The pitch swung on and hit on a line towards right field. That will get down for a base hit. Reimer took a fastball on the outside corner. Went the opposite way. Good piece of hitting there. The Mets had their leadoff man on with Vincent Perozzo at the plate. The Mets have had base runners in 3 of 4 innings so far. Perozzo swings through a fastball there. Couldn't catch up. 92 miles an hour. Small lead from Reimer at first. Not usually a threat to steal. As Perozzo swings through another fastball. This one was high and on the outside corner. Perozzo will take his only timeout. Now back in the box. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Count stays at 0-2. Perozzo was swinging the hottest bat on the team at the start of the season. After cooling off, has picked things up well in June. He's climbed his average up to 255. He watches a breaking pitch off the outside corner. Count at 1-2. Ratchets comes set. Now spikes one in the dirt in front of the plate. Count now even. Ratchet's trying to get through his fourth inning of work. Has yet to allow a run. It's a soft, casual check of Jacob Reimer at first. That's Ratchet's first disengagement. The 2-2 is swung on and hit in the air towards the gap in left center. Coming over for it is Baez, and he's able to make the catch. One gone in the top of the fourth. Karell Paz coming to the plate. Paz was added to the Mets squad near the end of last season. Got just one at bat in before he was suspended for 80 games. And now hits this one in the air towards left. It's fading away, foul. Long run for Baez, and able to make the play. And tagging on the play is Reimer, and the throw not in time. So Baez makes the play beyond the foul line, but had to run over the bullpen mound. That may have affected the throw into second as Reimer came screaming in from first. Good heads-up base running to get to second base. Paz with the sacrifice fly, able to move the runner over. Now with two outs, Kevin Villavicencio at the plate. Watch the first pitch he sees drop in for a called strike, 80-mile-an-hour curveball. Villavicencio, for a while, flirted with the team lead in batting. He's dropped off to 250 on the year. Still a good contact hitter as Ratchet misses outside with ball one. Sky's darkening now as clouds roll in. Do have the potential threat of rain, but nothing serious as of yet. 82-mile-an-hour changeup gets Villavicencio swinging. Count 1-2. So Ratchet one strike away from getting out of the inning. And Palm Beach out of danger. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Squeezed by Bernal. And Ratchet, through four innings, has given up just 4 hits. He's got Palm Beach with a 1-0 lead when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Good game here at the Dean. 1-0 lead for Palm Beach as we begin the bottom of the fourth. Adinson Cruz at the plate. Jordani Ventura still on the mound for St. Lucie. Scuffled his way through three innings so far. Only allowed the one run back in the first. Now pours in a couple of breaking balls to get ahead of Cruz, 0-2. Gets a sign he likes from Perozzo. Now comes to the plate. Upstairs with a changeup, 87 miles an hour. Breeze, healthy breeze, has picked up as more clouds rolling in. Cruz chops one to third, fielded there by Reimer on to first, and a tough play made look routine by Jacob Reimer. It'll send Lisandro Espinoza to the plate. Drew a walk back in the first. Was part of three in a row issued by Ventura. Now finds himself ahead 1-0. Pitch swung on and hit sky high in front of the plate. Wynn tailing with it, and Martinez able to reach back and make a catch. A terrific catch right on the first base line. The clouds that were rolling in have brought a significant breeze that played havoc with the ball up in the air. But Martinez able to reach a long left arm out and make a fine play.
John, the rain has arrived.
Yes, it certainly has. We look off down the left field line. Wind starting to really blow out there. You can see the rain moving sideways.
They need to tarp the field. They needed to do it between innings. Give Brandon the tarp Hernandez, crew a chance.
Hernandez at the plate. It's 1-1. Players just trying to get through the inning. And this one's hit through the hole in to left field. And he'll get down for a base hit. Baez with a two-out single.
Yeah, there's a giant red cell moving down I-95 that is about to crush this stadium. And this game is going to be in real danger of not being able to continue if they don't get the tarp on the field soon. The umpires, well, time has been called by Hernandez, it looked like, and he's affected by this wind and rain blowing right in his face. Yeah, this is... And the flag might blow off the flagpole down in right field. That's how windy it is.
Juan Bencho at the plate, batting lefty, has that wind and rain directly into his face. Nothing he can do to block it. The bill on his batting helmet, certainly not enough right now.
If Juan Bencho hits a pop-up to shallow right field, it's going to be a home run.
The wind will take do it. Exactly that. The 0-1 misses outside for Ventura. 87-mile-an-hour changeup.
Also, there's lightning flashing out there. I don't understand how this game is continuing. Unless there's something that we don't know.
We play on for the moment. Bottom of the fourth. Two outs. 1-1 count against Cho. As he flares one foul.
That foul ball is heading over the roof of the stadium. It winds up in the fourth row above the dugout. Reimer almost would have had a chance at that. He was thinking about it.
Now a 1-2 count against Cho is the rain still being blown sideways. Player getting all kinds of wet right now. The 1-2 is slapped back up the middle. That'll get down for a base hit. On his way to third is Hernandez. Here comes the throw. It is way off, fielded by Ventura, and running behind was Cho on the play. So Palm Beach now with runners on second and third with two outs.
Yeah, two outs in these, I think these umpires, the ground screw there, just hoping that Ventura can get a quick out here. That's now a couple of two-out hits by the Cardinals. And if one of them makes an out, we'd already be safely in the delay.
Cho, the second batter in a row with a single, did advance to second on the throw. Rotondo at the plate. Ventura's pitch is swung on and missed. Good-looking curveball dropped off the outside corner. Well, he hasn't been locating it effectively. He's been generating swings and misses with that breaking pitch. The 0-1. Over for a called strike. Same curveball, better location. Ventura trying to get the Mets out of the inning. The 0-2. Spiked in the dirt. Rotondo did well to hold up. Third curveball in a row thrown by Ventura, all coming in at 79 miles an hour. Ventura comes set. Delivers. Same pitch. This one just missed once again. 2-2 the count. So four straight breaking pitches thrown by Ventura.
Getting a lot of thunder now and some lightning in the area as well. And these umpires are trying their best to get this game through the end of the fourth inning. Ventura working very slowly, a couple of hits.
Ventura sets and delivers and drops strike three in. Curveball right over the plate. And he does the job once again, fights through some traffic, but gets the Mets out of the inning. And we will see what happens here as there's a discussion between the grounds crew and the umpiring crew. Well, they'll keep it right here for the moment to see what the decision is.
They're looking at the radar. The Cardinals have already taken the field. Radzik's back out there throwing. Right now, it's still windy. There's still lightning. It's a light rain. But, man, it's coming down straight sideways. I just can't believe that with the cell on the radar looking so bad as it is, with all this lightning, that they're going to let this continue. I think they're telling the TARP crew to... I don't know what they're doing. I think we're going to play on.
Yeah, they're making their way back over towards the tarp, but it doesn't look like they're getting it ready to deploy.
It's actually going to be sitting where you're
both umpires in conversation with Gilbert Gomez, letting him know what the situation is.
There's so much lightning. That's what I don't understand, that even if the rain isn't that bad, the lightning in the area is, there's a ton of it, and they're going to let these guys keep playing.
Yeah, lightning very much providing the backdrop for us right here at Roger Dean Stadium. In a few seconds, we see a new flash.
It's very perplexing to me.
Yeah, I have to confess, I don't see the good sense in continuing with the rain so close, especially with the lightning as close as it is. But we are going to continue. Yero Martinez at the plate, facing Max Radjic. Radjic has cruised through four innings of work. Looked very good while doing it. He gets Martinez a swing through, a changeup right there.
I mean, it's just a steady rumble of thunder and flashing of lightning, and just going to mow through.
1-2 to Martinez, a spiked in the dirt. The count even at 2-2. So we play on at a now soaked field at Roger Dean as Martinez swings through a fastball for strike three. One down in the top of the fifth. Ryland Thomas coming to the plate.
Whoa.
And a
big lightning.
Fireworks show in the background is just the most impressive display of lightning we've seen so far. As Thomas hits this one high in the air past third, gathered under by Curiali, who makes the putout.
Also, now we are just an out away from an official game.
And I have to figure that played some into the umpiring decision to let this game continue, but this game is also, you know, one that can be made up or continued tomorrow if possible.
Well, if the tarp goes on the field tonight and never comes off, and it's 1-0 bottom five, that's over. Be no continuation. So the Mets, it behooved them to get a run across here, even though there are two outs and the bases are empty.
Well, Wilfredo Lara at the plate, top of the order for the Mets. Lara 1-for-2 on the day. Got a single back in the third. Now hits one on a line, but directly to Lisandro Espinoza for the third out. So Radjic gets the Mets 1-2-3. It's the first time he's done it in this game. We will go to the bottom of the fifth with Palm Beach still up 1-0.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
R.J. Yeager leads things off for Palm Beach, bottom of the fifth. So Donnie Ventura still pitching for St. Lucie. Trying to fight his way through what has seemed at times like a difficult start, but Cardinals with only one run to show against him right now. Yeager takes a called strike two. 1-2 from Ventura. He's low for ball two. Didn't reach the plate with a curveball. Now with the count even, Ventura sets and winds. This one high and inside for ball three. Went back to the curveball once again. Now a much harder rain starting to fall. And this is going to chase the players from the field as the grounds crew making preparations to get the tarp on.
Oh boy, here we go.
Probably something that should have been done already, but that is where we stand right now.
Well, there was a giant red blob, and it actually, if you can believe it, John, looking at the radar, it just split. Split right before Roger Dean, a lot going to the north, some going to the south. And I'm guessing that's what they saw on the radar between innings to let us try to play on. But if you notice, the wind has shifted. Instead of blowing out to right, it's now blowing kind of in from center. So that north storm is starting to come back and hit. Actually, you know, we just got a quick deluge for like 20 seconds. And it's starting to ease up slightly, but still too hard to play in. But that means the ground crew is going to have a fighting chance. Rolled it about a quarter of the way out into left field. They got, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. They got about 12 people out there to pull this thing. I'm going to say they can successfully get this tarp on the field. I think it's raining light enough, enough bodies out there, they'll be able to accomplish the feat. And I think the infield, as much as the teams have been playing in the rain for the last inning or so, has still held up.
Yeah, that doesn't look like an infield that can't be recovered from once the tarp is taken off. It looked like something that would be take more than a couple minutes to be, get in play ready.
They got the tarp out by second base, and the rain's falling on it, and it's getting super heavy. So they're struggling to pull it out towards the mound. They got another body coming in to help.
Sending some reinforcements, but it looks like they're going to be able to make it without too much issue. So the tarp just about covering the field now, as they are able to cover the entire infield, get that protected, which is a good sign for all involved.
Loudest cheer of the night.
You can hear
tarp crew.
Big appreciation from the crowd. They want to see this game finish. We will find out how long we have to wait to get this one restarted.
What we'll do now is we'll shut down the broadcast. We'll keep you up to date on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets. But as it stands, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Leadoff man at the plate. Palm Beach leads 1-0.